Blog Talk Radio.
First Peter 1:15, as he which is holy, which has called you, is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation, or in all manner of living. Hallelujah. And the only way that you can do that is when you fall in love with Jesus.
Separation. Separation from sin, separation from the world. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 14, which says simply, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Be ye holy, for I am holy, God says. If we expect to have the Holy Spirit dwelling in our lives, it makes a lot of sense. We must be holy. Holiness really means being Christ-like. Holiness means every aspect of living for God. It's a privilege to be holy. It's a privilege not to be bound to sin. It's a privilege not to be addicted to alcohol. It's a privilege not to be addicted to smoking. It's a privilege not to be bound by lust and bitterness and envy. It's the most powerful thing in the world that when somebody treats you wrong, instead of treating them wrong back, you can say, look, nobody's going to manipulate me. Nobody's going to tell me how to think. The devil can't make me do this. No other person can provoke me into an ungodly situation. But through the power of the Holy Ghost, I can respond with a meek and gentle and quiet and peaceable spirit under all circumstances.
Well, don't y'all over there think that y'all say you can't do this, you can't do this, and you can't do certain things.
You don't matter
how long you talk to them. Until they get a revelation of who God is, they're not going to understand what holiness is. Got to obey the word of God. This salvation in Acts 2:38 is not a must. I mean, it's not a maybe. It's a must. It's not just an optional way, another place building to get into. Just say you're a believer, but it is the only way to travel and to become a true, full-hearted believer.
Praise the Lord. We are just so delighted that you could join us this evening to another episode of Kingdom of God Ministries, our Blog Talk program. And we are also taping live on YouTube. So you can always look at us on your YouTube. If you would go to log in your YouTube, you could go to Kingdom of God Ministries, type in the featured episode. Tonight we will be speaking on angels or familiar spirits. But before we get into our program, I would like to give you the call-in number, because we will have a space for you to call in if you need prayer or if you need family members to get prayer. Feel free to call in. Our call-in number is 323-375-0849. I will repeat it. It's 323-375-0849. And again, if you would like to email us, feel free to do so. You can email us at kogm77@gmail.com. Again, our email address is kogm77 ChristianLifeCoach77@gmail.com. And we ask that you send us some emails. Let us know that you enjoy listening to the program. We're listening to you. Sure. That way, you, someone is getting benefited from. We do this out of a goodness and pureness of our heart. It's not to burden you. We don't ask for donations. Now, if God touched your heart to give a donation, we definitely could use it. But we want you to just feel free to get the word. Amen. So before we start, we always open up with our prayer. And Father God, we just would like to thank you tonight. We thank you for your many blessings. We thank you, Lord God, that you have given us a platform where we can come and share your good news to your people. Lord God, we know that there are many hurting people out there. We know there is a lot of oppressed people. And, Lord, they don't have answers. They want answers. They're tired of living a certain way. They're tired of being bound. They're tired, Lord. So, Lord God, we ask that through your word this evening that we can bring deliverance, healing, salvation to your people. You came, Lord, to set the captives free. So those that are bound up, oppressed, depressed, possessed, Lord God, we just come in your name. We come, we cover them in the blood. We ask that you break every yoke, break every bondage that have them so bound up. And we thank you for deliverance. We thank you for your shed blood. In Jesus' holy name, amen. So let's get into our program. Tonight we have about 60 minutes, so I'm going to go on and start, and then after that, Pastor Bobby, he will come as the Lord lead him. But again, the title of our program tonight is Familiar Spirits. Those are familiar spirits. And the reason we wanted to discuss this, because I've been noticing that on the TV, you see a lot of programs. They got one, resurrection. They have one, medium, supernatural. What Hollywood is doing is getting because the devil, he can disguise it, and we'll be getting into that, and dress it up like it's something from God, like it's something good. So we're going to be going over every part of witchcraft, mediums, astrology. Some of you Christians, you may have recently read your horoscope. All these are doorways that the enemy can use to get into your life. So now, like I said, on TV, just cut on the channel. You got ghost hunters. You got supernatural. You have medium. You have now this new program, resurrection. You have a lot of Let's get into our world. First of all, a lot of times you may say, well, what is a familiar spirit? Where we get our root word family? Familiar spirits, what do they do? A familiar spirit is a demon. Let's clarify that right now. It's a demon. It is defined as a spirit or demon that serves, prompts an individual. And Merriam-Webster's dictionary say demons serve or prompt people to do evil and to go against the commands of God. If you notice, most of these mediums, the supernatural ghost hunters, it's not leading people to God. It's leading people to Him. Because you got another program called Psychic, that you will have to keep coming to them for answers. And we're going to go on. There are several references in the Bible to familiar spirits. And they are all in a bad sense. So if they come and telling you, and they're so slick now, a lot of these mediums, they'll put prophet. Okay? That's why we have to know 1 John 4:1. Let's go to 1 John 4:1. And we have a lot of people sitting up at Before. again, just like fight for what is of God and what is of Satan. Amen? All right, 1 John 4 and 1. It says, Beloved, believe not every spirit. And that's a little small S. Believe not every spirit, but try. That confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist. Wherefore ye have heard that it should come. With that demon. Okay? Leviticus 20:27 says, A man also or woman that has a familiar spirit or so we know we're not going around witch hunting today. God is going to deal with them. But as a Christian, if you're a believer, you shouldn't be dealing with them on that level. You have no business, and listen to me, going to a medium or a psychic to get your... What it is a demon spirit that has been assigned to your family. He is familiar with that spirit. Know how to mask and parade just like your grandmother. She could have been a woman of God, but what? Did they get peace or if they committed suicide, are they in heaven? That is for God. Going, trying to dig up a dead relative or go to a medium or a seance to try to then Saul, because he had been rejected, he had disobeyed God. God had rejected him. The prophet Samuel had died. So Saul was not able to even hear from God. So what did he do? Because he couldn't hear from God, he told him, go. See, back in that time when Saul was king, they previously... Okay.
Well, man, and that put double fear on her because she knew what they would do to Widget. But it's a sad thing when you can't hear from God. The way God, he said, the Lord answered him not, 1 Samuel 28:6. He used three methods. This is how God would talk to him. Pythonic spirit could involve from him relative. A strange, you see what I'm saying? This Endor was a city in the Valley of Jezreel. And she brought him up, and like I said, he was familiar. The spirit that she was thinking about was one of her own concocted demonic act. Let's get to the family now. And you wonder the word alcohol, sex, because until they come into the knowledge of who Jesus is, that curse is not going to be broken off their life. So they just go from drug addicts, alcoholics, not living the fullness of what God have for them. They may even go that you need to give it over to God. You need to stop trying to deal that is. My dad wherever he went, he left, it was his home or whatever. Papa was a whorish man, what it was saying. So wherever dad would go, he made same thing. You can break it tonight. Why do I have a tendency? I'm a drunkard. You can break it tonight. Why do I have a tendency to frequent pornography, witchcraft? Break it tonight. The that we believe here at Kingdom of God Ministry in the fivefold ministry. The prophets, the teachers, the priests, we believe in that. But you don't have to consult with demonic mediums and witches and psychics to hear from God. This is what Saul did. And we're crying out day in, day out. This is your way out. You don't have to die like this. You don't have to die drunk. You don't have to die a prostitute. You don't have to die a drug addict. You don't. Indeed, if you want to walk away tonight free and not look back at Lord, I know I went to a medium. Lord, I went to a psychic, but Lord, forgive me. I did it out of ignorance, Lord. Lord, I break every demonic stronghold that had been assigned to this family, to my family tree. Lord, I'm walking in the newness of you from this night. That right now. That's how. You're the polarist, and so you got to go. That. You. And. Ways. Now, Pastor Bobby is going to come and show you the doorways and some of the entries, how these things come into your life. So with that, I hope I was a blessing to you. And remember, we're here for you. If you need prayer, call us, email us.
Praise the Lord, people of the Most High God. We want to thank the Lord for what he has given us on our subject of tonight. Angels are familiar spirits. God, his angels. I want to say that. And God on behalf of us. They deliver what the Lord tells them to do on our behalf. Now, in this spiritual journey, we are children of the Most High God. And so, therefore, we are sons and daughters of God, and God has given us a very by his word, but so. We definitely never worship angels. We don't really even have to get into the names of God's angels because God and his word and to Jesus Christ and of the Holy Ghost. So when we are living according to God's word, the angels of God will be dispatched on our behalf according to God's word and God's will. So that's angels of God will, listen to me now, I said the angels of God, the angels from God, the angels from the kingdom of God will never tell you to commit anything contrary to the word of God. Angels of God will never tell. Never, ever, ever, ever. All right. Now that that is established, now I will get into these other beings, familiar spirits, which are fallen angels. I don't. Now you're gonna talk for me. Everybody to people who are saved and people who are saved. Now we're going to get into that. I'm going to talk about that a little bit. Now, let me deal with deception, lie, and they can do things quickly on your behalf. But as I said earlier, the end result of whatever devils, demons, familiar spirits do is to your destruction. Okay? It's always to your destruction. From one person in your thoughts. Why? Because they were invited either willfully or through ignorance. Now, I'm going to get into some things, how these familiar spirits can come into your house, come into your family. Divination. Ooh, well, what's that? What is it? Fortune tellers. Soothsayers. People on that. Wow. They will destroy. You're inviting things in that's going to destroy you and your whole family. Now, that's one inroad. I got some more for you. You got transcendental meditation. Now, what is that? That's trans-producing techniques. Apart from Christ, apart from the Holy Spirit, it's not there. It's all. Now, look, what transcendental meditation does, in order to do that, you got to basically empty yourself out, open your mind to whatever is out there, and accept whatever comes in. God says when we meditate on the Word of God. God never tells us to clear our mind, just empty it out, and there's nothing there, and you just accept whatever comes in. No, the Lord says you meditate. You say, or demon or some kind of being to help them and give them direction for one way or another, but it's a foul spirit, it's a demon. That's what it is. And these demons seek to change the child's personality and behavior to what it is. So it's around that child, this imaginary playmate, is around this child, this innocent child, talking to him to get him to accept the foul spirit so that that foul spirit's personality everything that God has purpose in that person's life for good. You see? That's why we love these things. That's why the scripture tells us to test the spirits to see and know whether they are of God or not. Because if they are not of God, they are for your destruction, and they will destroy you. Because you have no power over these things other than the power of the living God. That's in your life by the power of the Holy Ghost and by the Word of God and by prayer and supplication is the only way you can deal with familiar spirits and demons. You can't handle them in your own might, through your own mind. You can't do it. You can't do it. All right. Since sorcerers, so just when is but who's showing it? Is that all sorcerers? Now, it's a copy of the things that God was saying. The Bible tells us what faith is. It says faith. We expect and convinces us of the existence of things we cannot see. God accepted our ancestors because of their faith. This is Hebrews 11, 1 through 5. Faith convinces us that God created the world through his word. And what that means is what we can see was made by something that could not be seen. But you see to me, that is faith. Or is it you? And you're by the natural mind and not by the will of God or the realm of the Spirit of God. But see, when you're talking about the things of God, the only way you're going to receive the things of God is by faith in God. And the faith of God, the kind of faith that is not of the world, it is of the kingdom of God. That's faith. The faith you have to receive of God, the same faith that you have to receive for the ghost of the Holy Spirit, the same faith you have to believe. Visualization. He's not talking about visualization through your own mind, through what your eyes can see. He's not talking about that. He's talking about faith in God, faith in the Word of God, the things of God, according to the Word of God, according to that faith that we're talking about. We're not that's what that is. Now, drugs. Wow. I was just looking at television today. They're trying to legalize marijuana. Now, if they legalize marijuana, it's just a matter of time before they legalize other drugs. If they legalize these other drugs that really just destroy people, then you're going to have a and for me, it's and demons is drugs, and they're buying people wholesale. That's what they're going to do, causing hallucinations in people's minds so that they can see and open doors to foul and demonic spirits that will eventually destroy them. That's what it's about. That's all it's about. All right, now the next way or gate to and I'm going to go to Deuteronomy 18:10-11. Your orders about burning them alive, practice black magic, be a fortune teller, witch, or sorcerer, cast spells, and spirits and demons. So God tells us not to do this. Praying to Mary, praying to dead ancestors. Now, Sister Montgomery, she brought this out a little earlier. But when you do these, when you do this, you're actually calling and inviting foul spirits. And when the family, they don't want to leave. Don't leave unless you break them and cast them out by the power of the living God through the blood of Jesus. That's the only way you're going to do this. Now, what I'm going to do at this point in time is as many inroads that these foul spirits can take to get in your life and that many times connected when you see dragons and all these role plans. It's connected by vices or trauma can also invite fire. I want to read some scriptures to you, and this is all in reference to, it's the word of God, but it's in reference to foul spirits. Now, you got sexual promiscuity, that opens the door. You got religious spirits, that opens the door. You got spirits of infirmity, that opens the door. And I'm going to be they will follow spirits that deceive, familiar spirits that deceive, and they will believe the teachings of demons, familiar spirits. They will believe what the devil is telling them. These people will speak lies disguised as truth. Their consciences have been scarred as if branded by a red hot iron. Now Matthew 12:43-45 reads like this. When an evil spirit comes out of a person, he goes through dry places looking for a place to rest, but it doesn't find any. Then it says, I'll go back to the home I left. When it arrives, it finds the house unoccupied, swept clean. President is there. The end, the condition of that person is listen to this. John 5:14-15, Jesus healed a man. This, I believe this was lame. 8 years he was lame. Jesus told the man, you're well now. He said, stop sinning so that something worse doesn't happen to you. The man went back to the Jews and told them that Jesus was the man who had made him well. See, Jesus said it right there. When you deal with these foul spirits and you invite them in, once you get saved, you can't go back. You can't go back to that. You can't go back to the way you used to live, because if you do, something worse gonna come upon you. Now, what is that worse thing? It's all those foul spirits that the Lord delivered you from. It will come back like a flood, and it'll be better harder to And that's my heart to get these things on. Now, but the wonderful thing about it is that God made a way for us to be delivered from these things. And the way that he made for us is Jesus Christ. When Jesus, our Lord and Savior, gave himself. He was whipped. He was tormented all night. Then he went by down on his blood. He crawled the third day. He was back. He drew the works of the enemy. Jesus Christ did that. He made a way of our salvation so that we don't have to be bound and subject to all these foul, unclean, familiar spirits. Where that's the word of God. Where we can accept and communicate with God through his word by prayer and supplication. And have God's true angels helping us. Helping us. And the Spirit of God helping us. The Holy Ghost is, as they say, a paraclete. He is one that walks beside us, helps us. At one time we were dead because of your failures and sins. You followed the ways of this present world and its spiritual ruler, the devil. This ruler continues to work in people who refuse to obey God. All of us once lived among these people and followed the desires of our corrupt nature. We did what our corrupt desires and thoughts wanted us to do. So because of our nature, we deserve God's anger, just like everyone else. But God made a way for us through his son, Jesus Christ, through the blood of Jesus. The blood of bullocks, sheep, and other animals could not take away our sin. But the blood of Jesus Christ took away our sin and cleansed us and made us as white as snow. He did that. And we have to seek him in every aspect of our life. We must. Because the only way we can obtain true victory in this is through our Lord and Savior, Jesus, the Son. With the major spirits by messing and dealing with Ouija boards and going to psychics and all these, it's just foolishness. Our only strength and help is in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He is our deliverer. He is our salvation. He is our strength. He is our all in all. Jesus Christ. That's it. Our Lord, Jesus Christ, has all power over everything out. The enemy is only a liar. Yes, he has some power when you're not. He can afflict you sometimes, but I'm in him. And only through him. And the word of God directs you to him. The angels of the living God direct you to him. And anybody that's doing the will of God will direct you to Jesus Christ. Because that is the truth. Amen. Amen. And amen. God to be blessed. Blog Talk Radio program.